This is the NedGroup Investments podcast, where we explore a variety of views and insights that investors care about.
Hello, I'm Trevor Garvin from NedGroup Investments Multi-Manager. This installment of your market and economic wrap is titled "The Rand Weakens After Finance Minister Taps into Foreign Exchange Reserves." It has been an extremely eventful week, with the Minister of Finance's budget of 2024 being the main feature. The Finance Minister presented a better-than-expected budget statement that shows a narrower budget deficit and a lower debt stock than the estimates in the 2023 medium-term budget policy statement. National Treasury forecasts economic growth to pick up, with real GDP growth rising to 1.3% from an estimated 0.6% in 2023. Although this is an improvement, it is way below what the country really requires, making any meaningful dent in unemployment. Real GDP growth of 3-4% is required over a meaningful period of time for material progress on unemployment to be made. In terms of revenue collection, there was no increases made to personal income taxes, but the tax brackets and rebates were not adjusted for higher inflation at all. The fuel levy, the road accident fund levy, and customs levy were all left unchanged. Higher than inflation increases in alcohol and tobacco excise duties will raise an additional 800 million rand. The carbon fuel levy rises with petrol and diesel was also announced. Other tax measures were the starting of the two-pot retirement fund system, which will be effective from the 1st of September 2024. Finally, there was the announcement of tapping into the gold and foreign exchange contingency reserve account to the tune of 150 billion rand over the next 3 years to reduce government borrowing. The unemployment rate edged higher following two consecutive quarters of decline, increasing to 32.1% in the fourth quarter of last year. The increase was driven by lower employment and a larger labor force. Headline consumer inflation increased to 5.3% in January from 5.1% in December. The upside was again led largely by increases in food and transport costs on the back of higher oil prices. The rand has dropped to its weakest level since the second week of September 2023. The local unit has been under pressure since the budget statement on Wednesday, suggesting that the National Treasury's drawdown of 150 billion rand from the reserves contingency account could have soured sentiment towards the unit. The rand ended the week 1.5% lower, trading at 19 rand 15 to the US dollar. Local equities are slightly firmer this week, but have not reversed last week's 1.1% drop. The FTSE All Share Index was 0.5% higher, largely on the back of a 2% rise in financial stocks, partly buoyed by a better-than-expected budget statement. In the US, the S&P 500 and Nasdaq recorded the biggest gains since early 2023, as a strong earnings report by Nvidia boosted sentiment. Both markets were up close to 2% for the week. Nvidia added $277 billion in stock market value, Wall Street's largest one-day gain in history, after the chipmaker's quarterly report beat expectations and reignited a rally fueled by optimism in artificial intelligence. In commodity markets, the Brent crude oil price is higher this week, trading at $88 a barrel, but it is likely to ease on higher hopes of a truce in the Middle East after it was announced that negotiations with high-ranking delegations are happening in Qatar this week. Finally, the government announced last week that the country would be going to election polls on Wednesday, the 29th of May, about 3 months from today. Political parties have already started electioneering, with many releasing their manifestos over the past week. Expect much politicking to occur over the next few months, with the ANC under immense pressure to secure a 50% majority. These elections mark 30 years since our first democratic elections. That brings us to the end of today's market report. It certainly has been an eventful past week. Till next time, with thanks, Trevor.
Ned Group Collective Investments is an authorised collective investments scheme manager in terms of the Collective Investments Schemes Control Act. Ned Group Investments does not provide advice on financial products and will only give you factual information. For further details on our funds and to view our terms and conditions, please visit nedgroupinvestments.co.za. Ned Group Investments. See money differently.